In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So this goes back a couple days ago, but John Gruden, who had been the Eagles offensive coordinator back in the 1990s, by the way, Irving Fryer will be in studio with us later today from 8:40 to 10 o'clock. So Irving in studio for about an hour and a half, played for Gruden. So Gruden's, of course, trying to, you know, resuscitate things coming back, and he signed this media deal. So he's talking about a lot of issues, one of which, Sean, is WIP. At least WIP of the 1990s, can't say it's changed that much. It's changed in some ways. We don't have Wing Bowl anymore. But for the most part, you know, I mean, criticism of Randall and criticism of Donovan and criticism of Carson and criticism of Hurts, and but also praise, right? So Gruden was talking the other day about WIP, at least as he remembers it. Let's listen to Grudog talking about WIP.
You ever heard of WIP radio?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The TV show?
No, it's a big radio, sports radio in Philadelphia.
The callers on that show are something
brutal.
Else. Yep.
We lost to the 49ers in the playoff game, like 20-0 or 20-3. I was offensive coordinator, and I was listening. Caller calls in and says, Jack Gruden, the guy's an idiot. He says, if the guy's IQ was 1 point less, he'd be a plant. He's a f***ing idiot. I'm driving down a car, I got tears in my eyes. I'm going,
laughing, yeah.
Oh, my God. You go out, you know, you're warming up. We're playing the Rams. It's windy. We get out there early with Jay Fiedler and Randall Cunningham and Rodney Pete. We're throwing. This guy's up there, and he's going, hey, Gruden! And all the players can hear because it's not – nobody's there yet. Hey, Gruden! Hey, Gruden! He keeps going, hey, Gruden! Finally, I turn around. He's like, you suck. That was a tough place, man.
And well, he's flipping the double bird as he's saying,
oh,
you
I'm
suck.
Sure. I'm sure.
I miss that so much. The way – man, he would sit up there in the front of the offensive meeting as the head coach and have the clicker, operating the clicker, going through the practice from the day before,
yep,
or the game that we're, you know, the defense that we're preparing to face, going over with the whole team. It was amazing sitting there and listening to the stories. He never forgets a thing. Football matters so much to that guy that every player he ever coached, every play he ever witnessed, it's embedded in there.
Well, he's entertaining also. So, Ross, he's trying to come back from something pretty significant. I'm not a cancel culture guy unless it's, you know, truly warranted. He's trying to come back from something that was a big problem that he created. Do you think he becomes a pro football head coach again?
No.
You think an owner just feels like they can't do that to the locker room?
I think it's a combination of the listen, somebody leaked those emails.
Well, that element I did not
from Washington,
yeah,
right?
Well, the league. It was a Washington investigation, but the league put it out there.
I think the thought is someone from the league did it. Yeah. So I would think if you're an owner hiring someone, you know, obviously the league, somebody at the league must have issues with John Gruden. That's number one. Number two, I don't know if he's trying. I think Barstool Sports is a good place for him to be because they're obviously willing to hire him and give them a second chance.
There are not a lot of rules.
Yeah, that's exactly right. No, not a lot of rules, and he can drop the F bombs and be him. And you know, look, we'll see where it goes.
He didn't tell the best story when he was here.
Which one?
When Ricky Waters' girlfriend went after him.
Well, when Ricky was screaming at him from the press box, screaming at him at the press box, because Gruden would call the game from up top.
Yeah,
and Ricky, week three, is screaming at him, you know, give me the ball.
But then when your girlfriend goes after the offensive coordinator,
I don't remember this.
Oh, no, it was done in front of everybody. Writers, players, friends. I mean, I was a producer back then, so I remember it was like massive
and
talk.
This is why we look forward to Irving Fryer being in studio today. We want the inside dish. So Irving wasn't there in 95. 95, the Eagles got good with Ricky Waters, and there was a 10-6 team. They won a playoff game.
Ricky was really good here.
He was outstanding. Yeah. 96 is when Irving got here. It was another team, basically the same level, a 10-6 again, but that was the playoff game he was just referencing when they lost to San Francisco. I think it was 14-0. All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by Armin Chevrolet, the all-new 2025 Equinox that sets the bar on styling, and Armin Chevrolet has them in stock now. Together, let's drive to Armin Chevrolet. Today's question, which team is more likely to make the playoffs? In your opinion, is it A, the Flyers, or B, the Sixers? Let's talk to Alex right now in Bethlehem. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.